You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on
good
WMIE.
Afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We're excited about this continuing, this teaching. We are releasing the old and embracing the new. So many areas of our life would benefit, right, from the new way of thinking, the new way of doing. Not that the old was bad, but we live in a world that is continuing to move forward. So we must be moving forward with it. We can't be in resistance to the move.
Yes.
And that is the move of God,
right?
What he is doing.
Yes.
And making his name great throughout the whole earth. So we have to be able to tap in to the newness of ways to be able to do things, to connect with younger generations and such, and to be able to utilize the speed of technology to move forward. One of the leaders at our church, she was talking about an article that she read recently, and she said that the average church is 10 years behind the world in the forms of technology and the way that they do things in leadership and organization and such. 10 years behind. That's a long time. If you had a business that was 10 years behind, you would quickly become obsolete.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Think about all the technology that's just at a fast food restaurant that they incorporate and that they utilize. And if 10 years ago, when they were, usually people just had a cash register, they didn't have points of contact where people could come up, place their own order, send their order in ahead of time on their phone, and all these different things. So if a business was just at the cash register point of sale, they're missing a lot of opportunities now that the newer businesses that are up on the newer technology are able to utilize.
I just like, you know, and excited for this new year and this Friday morning. And as I, you know, I'm just really excited. Sometimes I'm lost for word. And when the Holy Spirit will quicken you with the living word, because he is the living word. He's the bread of heaven. We can feed on it. And on this Friday morning, we open up Monday with Joshua chapter 1. And we see a recurring team that run through there, where God says to Joshua, be strong, be strong. And this year, that's the theme. Be strong. Be strong to do. In verse 9, you look at verse 9.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong.
And be strong.
And of good courage.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid,
uh-huh,
nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Can we hold this for 2026?
Amen.
Can we just hold this verse for 2026? Can we adopt this verse? Can we adopt it and take it through the entire 12 months? No matter what is happening, let's get this verse and says, God command me to be strong. I'm going to fight this fight. I will not give up.
Yeah.
I will not let go. Mm-hmm. I will, he says, be strong, be courageous. And fear will not grip me. I will not allow fear to overpower me. This is some powerful thing here. And I'm taking this. So somebody better take this in 2026 when you're faced with things, unexpected stuff. Go to this verse. Do not be dismayed. Mm-hmm. Do not give up hope. For the Lord your God is with you. God, you are with me. God, you are with me. I'm not alone. God, you say that I should be strong. Lord, you say. Because you got to talk to him this morning. We got to quit being religious and just take the word as what it is. I believe one of our big mistakes we make, we're too religious. Yeah. And we're looking for too much deep things rather than just taking what he says. What he say here, he said, be strong. Mm-hmm. Be strong in that situation. Don't be afraid. Don't give in. Don't be dismayed. I am with you.
Always.
Always. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He's going to be with us not one day. Mm-hmm. Not one day alone. But all 52.
Mm-hmm. Weeks of the year.
Weeks of the year. He's going to be with us. Mm-hmm. Can we take this and adopt this knowing that God is with me?
Yeah. And wherever you go, not just that church.
Church. That's right. Come on, guys.
God is with you wherever
you go.
Wherever the journeys of life take you, God is with you wherever you go. And, you know, those two words there, afraid and dismayed, you know, afraid usually we associate with fear, like a boundary we won't cross.
Cross, yeah.
But then dismayed is more like discouragement.
Yeah.
When you're not even thinking about the boundary or the line. You don't want to move forward at all. Yeah. It's not that you're afraid, but you're just discouraged. You just don't have the muster to get up and to just do it. You're just down. You're really being pulled back into a limited place or a limited mindset and such. You don't want to journey beyond the outskirts of what you know. What you know to be your current circumstances and such. But we have to let go of the old mindset because it really is the mindset. Once we change in our mind, then our behavior will follow.
And if we could just get it into our spirit, Pastor Diana, like you just say, let go of that old mindset, adopt the new, adopt Joshua chapter 1 verse 9, understand it, that the Lord says he will be with you wherever you go. He's there. All you got to do is to be strong and don't become dismayed. Be of good courage. One of the reasons why I believe David was so successful, and David write them, but we just look at it and we don't adapt it. We need to adapt those in our life. I believe one of the reasons David was so successful, and he give us clue in all the Psalms when we read them. Why did David so strong, so successful? Psalms 27. When you look at Psalms 27, verse 1, David says, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? So why was David fearless? He tells us. David tells us why he was fearless. Why was David fearless? He goes up against Goliath. He tells us in Psalms 27, the Lord is his light.
Yeah.
The Lord is his salvation. Mm-hmm. Therefore, he has no fear. And then he continues, says, the Lord is the strength of my life. I'm strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have to possess the strength of God. When I am weak, I'm strong. Mm-hmm. When I'm weak, I'm strong. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. When you are weak, you are strong. David just tells us that. So when I see that and I can adapt those verses, adapt it, that mean I take it as my own. You know, we know the word when we talk about adopt, you adopt a child. Now, no, that child become your own.
Totally.
Totally. That's why I'm using it.
Not temporary.
Yes. And that's why we're going to use that phrase this year, adopt it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it become yours now. Is that cool when you say, I'm adopting that verse. It was given to Joshua, mm-hmm. but I adopt it now. So it become mine. Totally. Mm-hmm. So you can live that verse. Yeah. You're now living it as if God, you were the one that originally God was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Go ahead, guys.
Then just going on in Psalm chapter 27, then verse 2 says, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may arise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord.
Amen.
And to inquire in his temple. So to inquire, the word for the situation. We must have a word for our situation. We must be strengthened by the word.
Amen. Mm-hmm. What a word.
Mm-hmm.
What a word. Mm-hmm. For the first week in the new year.
Yeah.
It's just releasing it as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh. It's fresh manna from heaven, man. Release the old and embrace what you're hearing right now. Release the old and embrace what you're hearing. So you're hearing something now that the Holy Spirit is saying, embrace that.
There's a lot of things we need to release in the new year. We need to release anger in the new year. We need to release addictions, even if it's a simple one like sugar, in the new year.
Yeah.
We need to release in order for us to go forward. And that's the hard part, because we're holding it tight.
Yeah.
But we need to release.
And hold to the new.
To the new.
Mm-hmm. Cling to the new. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to pray all year. We'll pray all this year. That our Make Your Day family will come into a stronger relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and will experience a deeper walk with God. That's our desire in 2026, that you will have a deeper desire and relationship with God.
Let us be like Mary and consider the word. Don't tune it out. But let us consider the word. Give us our attention to the word. Meditate on the word day and night, and we will make our way prosperous. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day
count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Shifting ground, I'm reaching out.